Give it your thoughts on today's 2-1 win here at Moonview Park.
Delighted with the second half performance, delighted with the outcome. I thought we were short in the first half. I thought we looked a yard off it. They looked a little bit more aggressive and a wee bit more hungry in the first 45 minutes. So, you know, credit the players. We showed a little bit of character to come from behind. Two big goals. Quinny popped up with a crucial first goal because, again, albeit we didn't score before the break, that gave us a little bit more of a platform. We scored soon after it. And I thought from then on, I didn't say took control of the game. We started having sort of better chances in the game. And I say we didn't capitalise on the numerous opportunities. We were in the final third. But what we did do was stay in the game, play better, close down better, work harder. And again, a little bit of individual brilliance by Jordan Stewart gave us the 3 points at the end of the day.
World class goal, fit to win any game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just Jordan has that ability in his locker. We all know that. Anybody has seen him play for Linfield over the numerous years, and what we do want to see Jordan is being more consistent. Again, but his work rate's never been in question, and one thing he has improved in his game over the time that he's been is he's got an incredible appetite and incredible work rate. And today when he popped up with when it did bounce, you're sort of thinking if it had been anybody else, you would have been sort of thinking he probably wouldn't hit the target. But when it falls to Jordan, he's technically very good, and he put it in the top corner.
It was an exciting end-to-end game. You know, rare chances sort of ebbed and flowed, and you must be delighted to come away with 3 points here.
Yeah, we are, and the players showed a lot of character in the second half to do that, because as I said before, I thought we were short in the first half. Glenavon made it really difficult for us, as we knew they would. I read Gary's quotes from sort of yesterday about, you know, they were lacking in numbers, and 99 people out of 100 would pick Linfield to win this, you know, the old mind games. So I love Gary's sort of, and had a chat with him beforehand. So credit the players. It's always down to the players, and again, if they show us the appetite and hunger that they showed us in the second half, they're more than capable of turning any deficit.
Tough build up for both teams, not having had a game for a few weeks. It must have been frustrating, you know, a mid-season break, you know. And so it's great to be back on the pitch again, isn't it?
It's been like that. And again, I'm always fully aware of, you know, the circumstances that not only we find ourselves in as footballers, but the rest of, you know, the public. At the minute, the whole country's finding it difficult. We are fortunate in a way that we can, and we have trained this week, and we played our match today. So it's always strange. It's certainly strange at the minute. There's no crowd, and the dressing rooms, and everything else that you have to sort of manage. But again, it's all based on one thing, to try and get as many games played as possible. And thankfully, we got the game played here today. Hopefully, the 3 points that we gained here will prove a big 3 points going forward.
Perfect start for a happy new year for our supporters, who, as you say, unfortunately not to be here today.
I think there was a few maybe shouting behind the Jesus signs there. You know, I don't know where they found their way in, but again, it's important that we pick up maximum points in the amount of games that we have coming up. We've got tough tests. We've got the tough tests coming up, and no tougher than Glentoran next week. And, you know, say we look forward to the challenge. Anytime we play Glentoran in the Derby match, you've got a relish and you look forward to it. And we'll prepare, we'll get ready this week in training. We were missing one or two today, again off the team sheet. So we'll look forward to bringing people back in. Hopefully everybody comes out of the game fit and healthy after today, and we'll go again for a big week.
It's a huge time, isn't it? We've got a Glentoran game next week. The transfer window's open. You know, Joel Cooper will be joining us, you know, so it's a massive month now with loads of games, isn't it?
Yeah, again, you know, we should embrace it. We should want to embrace it, the amount of games coming up. We're fortunate, we're in a privileged position where we're doing the thing that we want and enjoy, and getting to work. So we should embrace the amount of fixtures that we have coming up, and we look forward to it.
Happy New Year, David.
Cheers, Andy.